The Nobel Prize in Literature 2017 is awarded to the English writer Kazuo Ishiguro, who, in novels of great emotional force, has uncovered the abyss beneath our illusory sense of connection with the world.
That was Professor Sara Danius from the Swedish Academy announcing the 2017 Nobel Prize in Literature, which went to Kazuo Ishiguro. It was a bit of a surprise choice. He said the award was flabbergastingly flattering. He hoped that Nobel Prizes will be a force for the positive in an uncertain world. Ishiguro was born in Nagasaki in Japan, but he moved to England when he was five. He's written eight novels, and I guess the best known would be The Remains of the Day, which won the Booker and was made into a film. Ishiguro's latest book is called The Buried Giant. It was published in 2015, and it's a novel about a world just after the fall of King Arthur. Some readers were taken aback by this book because it seems to be a move from literary fiction into fantasy, but in an interview that Ishiguro gave here on Books and Arts, he explains why.
Look, I mean, I think what's happening all around the world now is that I think the genre boundaries are breaking down. And also the boundary between what you might call popular fiction and literary fiction is breaking down. And I think this is a quite an exciting time. The younger generation of writers and readers care very little about, you know, what counts as fantasy, what counts as SF, what counts as a literary highbrow. You know, that they mix and match. I've taken my cue from that. You know, it's made me less fearful of using genre traits that previously, people might have said has no place in the work of a serious literary novelist. I mean, I think they do have every place, not least because, you know, I'm coming from being a big fan of things like the Iliad or the Odyssey. You know, great literature has always had fantastic and supernatural elements.
That's Kazuo Ishiguro speaking to Books and Arts about The Buried Giant. And you can hear that whole interview at our website. One of the first to congratulate Kazuo on his Nobel Prize for Literature was a fellow writer, maybe a little bit jealous, who knows, Salman Rushdie, who said that he's admired Ishiguro's work ever since he first read Ishiguro's very first novel, A Pale View of the Hills. Rushdie added, he plays the guitar and writes and sings too. Roll over Bob Dylan, who of course won the Nobel last year. Do you think Ishiguro was a good choice for this year's Nobel Prize? I've always got my, I'm hope always for Philip Roth, but I don't know. If Dylan won it last year, we might have lost our chance. Maybe Eleanor Ferrante. Get on the Facebook page for Books and Arts and let us know what you think.